Hello, everyone. Welcome to the July 24th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for July 24th to July 31st and beyond. Mercury changes signs on Tuesday, July 26th, leaving Cancer and entering Leo. This puts the planet of communications, ideas, and reasons in the sign of leaders and government for the next 3 weeks until August 19th. Perhaps our leaders will come up with some rational ideas. The transition from a water sign to a fire sign has a special designation in Vedic astrology, Gandant. The Gandant degrees comprise a sort of no man's land, where a planet is extremely weakened. Therefore, the significations of Mercury, such as making rational decisions, communicating ideas and reasons, dealing with data and information, and so forth, will not be working so well Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the coming week. Oh yes, this is when the Democratic Party holds its nominating convention in Philadelphia. On Sunday, July 31st, Venus changes signs, leaving Cancer and entering Leo. For most of the coming month, the planet of romance and agreement will be transiting through the sign of leaders and governments. Self-absorbed Leo is not a favorable sign for Venus and tends to promote the downside of Venus, selfishness, vanity, self-indulgence. By the way, Donald Trump is Leo rising, so Venus will be transiting through his ascendant. There, it will join up with his natal Mars. The planet of love in the house of self equals self-love. The planet of love combining with the planet of aggression equals passion. We can expect Mr. Trump to be even more frenzied and full of himself than usual during August. Like Mercury, earlier in the week, Venus also must travel through the Gandant area, the border between a water sign and a fire sign. So, next weekend is not a favorable time for Venus significations like romance, agreement, guidance, and so forth. For the next couple of weeks, all three of the natural benefic planets, Venus, Mercury, and Jupiter, will be together in one sign, Leo. Although having the three benefic planets clumped together in a sign might sound like a good thing, it does create an imbalance in the zodiac. Also, in this case, it is not all good. Rahu, the eclipse point, is in Leo as well. As an eclipse point, Rahu obscures and distorts the meaning of whatever it connects with. So this is a bit of a problem, because all of the so-called good planets will be affected. Jupiter, the planet of wisdom and truth, has been together with Rahu since the beginning of 2016. And now Mercury, planet of data and information, will be with Rahu, and Venus, planet of values and agreement, joins with Rahu. So the results from all three planets are messed up by the impact of Rahu's distortion, obsessions, and ends justifies the means energy. Also, Leo receives the square aspect of the Saturn-Mars combination, which transmits tension and stress into the otherwise party animal energy of Venus and Jupiter in Leo. Also, from the other side of the zodiac, Neptune, planet of fantasy, delusion, and confusion, is sending its energy over to Leo and the planets therein. Therefore, the celestial energy pattern of early August looks a bit suspicious. careful of false optimism, distorted facts, obsession with beliefs, misunderstandings, and so on. Oh, and one more thing. Uranus goes retrograde this week. The planet of freedom, rebellion, and unexpected events advanced into Aries, but just barely, several weeks ago, and then appeared to stop moving. Now, over the coming weeks, Uranus will slowly back out of Aries, moving back into Pisces in September, where it will remain the rest of this year. Then, in April 2017, Uranus will come into Aries for real and become a major influence for the coming 7 years, the planet of freedom and rebellion in one of the most independent, adventurous signs of the zodiac. Lately, the planet of freedom and rebellion has been giving us a preview of its new colors with all sorts of violence and unexpected events, but has simultaneously been a bit weak because this part of the zodiac is another gundant area, the border between a fire sign and a water sign. That could be the astrological reason for why the Turkey coup attempt failed. So, all you rebels out there, next year will be better for you. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.